Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for, and I want to especially offer this rosary for Lance Shockley, a death row inmate. Dear Lord, you have said that the measure with which we measure to others, especially to our enemies, will be the measure that you measure back to us. So we ask you, Lord, for the grace to be abundantly merciful to this, our brother, and our enemy, that if possible, spare his life, that you would give us the will to do so, that when we come before you, we can say confidently, we gave mercy to all those in need. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Yesterday, we celebrated the memorial of Blessed Bartolo Longo, but since he shares a day with Saint Faustina, we'll meditate on his life today. Bartolo Longo was born in 1841 in a small town on Italy's Adriatic coast. His parents were devout Catholics, and his mother especially nurtured his faith. But when Bartolo was only 10, she died, and that wound ran deep. He became restless and skeptical, and he slowly drifted away from the church. At 17, he went to Naples to study law. The city at that time was a cauldron of anti-Catholicism and a fascination with the occult. Seances, mediums, and secret societies flourished. In this environment, Bartolo abandoned his faith completely, and seeking something beyond the ordinary, immersed himself in Spiritism. Curiosity hardened into devotion, and he soon became entangled in dark practices. Eventually, he was initiated into a satanic cult, and by his own admission, he was ordained a priest of Satan after fasting and ritual consecration, giving his soul to a demon. He began presiding over ceremonies and preaching against God and the church, calling them the true evils. And the effects were devastating. His health collapsed, depression, hallucination, fevers, and insomnia left him broken. In this torment, he suddenly heard the voice of his deceased father urging him, "Return to God, return to God." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. It was at this low point that the grace of God came to Bartolo in the form of a friend. Vincenzo Pepi was both a lawyer and a professor of philosophy at the University of Naples, where Bartolo was attending. But more importantly, he was a devout Catholic and a man of deep charity. When others avoided Bartolo, whose extremism and violent mood swings made him difficult company, Pepe drew near. He did not begin with arguments or condemnations or warnings. He began with friendship. Pepe spent time with Bartolo, listened to him, asked questions, and sought to understand him. This was no formula or quick fix, but sustained and patient friendship, the kind that builds trust and allows grace to work slowly and deeply. Through this genuine care, Pepe became a bridge. With persistence and compassion, he eventually invited Bartolo to meet a holy Dominican priest, Father Alberto Redente. Redente was the perfect guide for Bartolo's brokenness, steady, humble, and deeply consecrated to Mary through the rosary. He did not sensationalize Bartolo's torment, but he offered the antidote, Christ, the sacrament, and Our Lady as the refuge. At first, Bartolo resisted, and when urged to go to confession, fearing his sins were beyond forgiveness. But with Pepe's encouragement and persistence, Bartolo finally surrendered. And that confession broke Satan's chains at last. And in that moment, God broke the devil's power, poured his grace back into Bartolo's soul, and welcomed him back as his child. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Even though God had forgiven him, Bartolo couldn't forgive himself. And one evening, as he walked near the ruined church in Pompeii, he was overwhelmed by despair and nearly took his life. Later he wrote, "As I pondered over my condition, I experienced a deep sense of despair and almost committed suicide. Then I heard an echo in my head of the voice of the Dominican priest repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary, 'Whoever spreads the rosary is saved.' Falling to my knees, I explained, 'If your words are true, that he who propagates your rosary will be saved, then I shall reach salvation, because I will not leave this earth without spreading your rosary.'" And from that moment, his life had one purpose only: to spread the rosary. But that's not where Bartolo began. Bartolo began by pursuing genuine friendship with people. And when they were ready, he invited them to pray the rosary. And ultimately, he became forever known as the Apostle of the Rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Blessed Bartolo Longo had the habit of meditating on the whole life of Jesus and all his teachings that are found in the Catechism while praying the Rosary. He didn't limit himself to the traditional mysteries. And it was this practice that inspired Pope St. John Paul II to add the luminous mysteries to the Rosary. In fact, the Pope wrote, "Even with the addition of the luminous mysteries, the mysteries of the Rosary still do no more than outline the fundamental elements of the life of Christ, and they should easily draw the mind to a more expansive reflection on the rest of the Gospel, especially when the Rosary is prayed in a setting of prolonged recollection." So, the way we pray the Rosary really was inspired by Bartolo Longo and propagated by John Paul II. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. We all know that you can't just go up to someone who wants nothing to do with Christ in the church and say, "Hey, why don't you just try praying the rosary?" That's why our method for evangelization isn't the rosary. It's friendship. And why do we keep repeating this? Because no matter how often it's said, people will always ignore the simple and obvious solution. Instead, everyone turns towards programs or the latest, most helpful self-help book. Or they blame their priests or the culture. And really, all they're doing is avoiding the real solution. If you want to help a loved one back to Christ, the solution is not a program. The solution is for you to pray for them, offer sacrifice for them, develop a genuine friendship with them, and have good conversation. And when God opens the door, invite them to encounter Him. Again, what is the real solution? Prayer, sacrifice, friendship, and good conversation in that order. Keep your resolution simple. Don't put it off. So, who can you invite to coffee, to drinks, to your house? Who can you get to know better? And how quickly can you get them on your schedule? Do it now. Do it immediately. Don't wait. And if you can't find the time, make the time, because this is the method. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to let everyone know, especially if you're in the tri-state area of Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, Missouri, Kansas, that Teresa and I are going to be in Carroll, Iowa, this Tuesday, October 7th, the Feast of the Holy Rosary at Holy Spirit Church in Carroll, 7 to 9 p.m. Come out and join us. It's a special night dedicated to, yes, the power of the Rosary, but also to equip you to help bring your loved ones back to Jesus and the Church. So it'll be a time of friendship, good conversation in the Rosary. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on events. Well, Teresa, what caught your attention or what struck you most about this meditation?
I'm just always amazed in the story of Bartolo Longo that I do know so many people who, whether they're in the faith or outside of it, fully believe that they are just too far gone and that God cannot redeem what they have done. Partially because there is a good sight of an awareness of real regret for the thing that you have done and the feeling that there's nothing you can do about it. But there is something that God can do about it. And I think his story is so incredible because of just how extreme his actions were.
Yeah.
As extreme as it gets, it's the implication as well of that lifestyle and true Satanism is so extreme. But even he was called back, even he was wanted back, even he was taken back.
Yeah.
And that can be purified again, because yeah, that's just the power of God.
Yeah, this is a really good point. This Bartolo Longo's life is a message of hope, because we all have family and friends who are away from Christ in the Church. But probably none of them are Satanists or satanic priests.
I wouldn't say none of them.
That's true, but that wouldn't be the...
It's not the most common.
Okay, well, that's most a good way to put it.
Most people think they're quite middle of the line or are quite middle of the line, but that doesn't change the fact. It doesn't change the ability to come back. It doesn't change that the door is always open from God's end.
Absolutely.
The method. No, absolutely. No. I'm agreeing with you as well. I just mean that I was not at all shocked when you talked about the culture he was living in was very lenient or leaned often towards the occult and things like that. That is coming back.
That's
there
true.
Is a huge surge of pagan culture.
That's true.
I'm sure you're not unfamiliar because it probably was very prominent in the 80s as well. 70s, maybe?
No. We would never Nobody in the 80s worshiped Satan. Maybe Van Halen, but never Satan.
But it is a very real problem that people are facing again, where I know a lot of people where they're like, I'm really concerned because someone, a member of my family is into witchcraft and to the occult, and they take it very seriously. Most people know someone, and it's wild, but that is present and that is now, but it does not change the fact that back then it was changeable and right now it is changeable.
Yeah, because God can change anything. And I really love what you just said. And the method is always the same.
Yeah, because the people are always the same. We're all, I mean, culture has changed a lot, but people are very similar. We're still created in God's image. And at the end of the day, we're made for community. We're made to feel that kind of love that we aren't seeing elsewhere. Yeah. That at the end of the day, people aren't finding, even in Satanism, you wouldn't believe it. They don't find the friendship that they need. And that's what we have to offer.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing what just struck me. The method of Jesus, the Jesus method of evangelization was friendship.
Yeah.
And then his method of formation was to entrust the church to Mary at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our method. Our method of evangelization is friendship. And then we lead people to Mary for formation.
Mm-hmm. We can also say that even before that person is willing to pray the rosary, we can always consecrate them to Mary. We can always pray and lay them before Mary and just say, this, I entrust them to your care.
Absolutely.
This relationship, this evangelization, that is something that even before they're ready for it, we can dedicate to Mary.
So, do you have your own resolution about who you're going to
absolutely
pursue in friendship to help them grow closer to God?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm probably going to start at the Deftones concert.
Good place. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.